בכבוד. איזה פמישה. Pesach is coming very soon. Special mitzvah that Chachamim gave us is in 4 cups of wine. How important this mitzvah is? Shulchan Aruch the Gemara tells us that everybody must have wine. He doesn't have to have matzot maybe, but he must have wine. How crucial it is, it's the halacha. That if you have no money to buy wine, you have to rent yourself out, go and collect money, be like a poor person. If all of the above is not going to give you the revenue, you have to go and put your clothing in the pawn shop. You must have wine. It's a very, very strange thing. Because actually, if somebody has no money, he doesn't have to participate in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is one of the most important mitzvot that we have in the Torah. If somebody deliberately does not participate in this mitzvah, he gets karet, Hashem cuts his neshama off. And he says, why have to have wine? Chachamim said I should have wine. So if I don't have wine, I don't have the money to buy wine. There's no excuse for you. What is no excuse for me? One thing's for Hashem. As Hashem said in the Torah, I'm not obligated to do it. No tefillin, no tzitzit, nothing. No sukkah, no shofar. I don't have to do. Only if you have money. If you have no money, patur. Exemption. And exemption for 4 cups of wine? It must have been 4 cups of wine. Not 2, not 1. 4. Says the Gemara, what's the root of that 4 cups? This expansion. This parasha, after Hashem was upset, excuse me, on Moshe, that Moshe wanted to give back his nomination, he wants to resign his job, and he complained to Hashem. Hashem said, you know what? I'll give you a new mission now. You go back to Am Israel and you tell them 4 statements of so-called redemption. The first one is called Behotzeti Etchem. I should take you out mitachat eluk Mitzrayim, from the burden of the Egyptians. The second one is Vehitzalti Etchem. I would save them. Not take them out, just save them. Me'avodotam, from the job. The third one is, Ve'ga'alti etchem, ga'alti etchem. I would redeem you. And the fourth one is, Ve'lakachti etchem, I would take you to be my nation. Go tell it to Am Yisrael. Something Hashem did not say last week, Parasha, when he met Moshe Rabbeinu, and he sent him on a mission. And Moshe complained to Hashem, saying, that was since I came, and I don't want this job. I told you I don't want the job. And instead, Hashem should just say, just go. Hashem comes with new things. How come Hashem did not say it last week, Moshe? Those 4 statements. And what's so great about those 4 statements? Anyway, Hashem told me this last week. He told me he can take you back to Egypt. 4 statements, 4 languages. I should take, and I should save, and I should redeem, and I should take you. Who cares about this? The mission is take me out of Egypt. And hopefully Moshe did tell them they're going to Har Sinai, hopefully. Doesn't say in the text, but doesn't mean he didn't say them. But Torah goes out of its way and tells new things now. And again, the resource is the Chas Shalom to think. The Torah tells you what happened. Just a message. So what's the message? 4 cups of wine? 4 cups of wine for what? Because Hashem said 4 languages? What has to do with anything? What has to do with the wine? What has to do with anything? Hashem said, fine. So it means every year when I see the letter Seder, you should know wine is the most important part in the Leila Seder, the most important part. So-called the electricity of the Leila Seder is the mind. And if you read the Gemara, the Mishnayot, the whole Seder runs according to the cups of wine. It's not the Leila Seder, and, you know, have wine here, wine there, no, no. First comes the wine, and according to the wine, the Leila Seder goes to. First one is Kiddush, so you apply the Kiddush to the cup, not the cup to the Kiddush. Every Shabbat is the opposite. Every Shabbat, the Kiddush is important, and we do it in a cup. And I said it's opposite. The important thing is the cup. It's the apply the Kiddush. The second cup is important, it says the Hallel. Okay, the third cup, Birkat HaMazon. I said, you apply the things to the cups, not the cup to the thing. That's how important it is. I said, why? Because it says four statements, what it says to anything. But what? And the Gemara says, listen, you can't drink so much, don't drink this, don't drink. In between says, halachot, say bracha on this, don't say bracha on that. Special halachot about the wine. What kind of wine? What's your wine? How much to drink? Can't drink all of it together, one at a time. You must have a cup. And this cup also, it's, you know, on occasion. Certain occasions that we must have a cup of wine. Weddings with Mila, Pinyon Aben, Birkat Mazon. What does it do anything? A little bit Mila, you have to have a proper gift. What is a proper gift for what? What does it do with Mila? What do you do with Pinyon Aben? You have to say proper gift. A wedding. But you say, what has to do with the wine, with the wedding, and the cup? What is it? A special halacha. It's something that the Gemara tells us to know. We got the purpose to get to Har Sinai was in order for us to reach a level of our grandfather Adam HaRishon before ate from the tree. That's very nice because it means that the decree of death and the decree of working hard and all the other curses Adam and Chava got are going to be cancelled since so-called we're going to get the Torah. And of course, the statement Naaseh v'Nishma, that's what we said, Hashem is very happy with Naaseh v'Nishma. We'll do and then we'll listen. Okay, so it's a very nice statement. But the Gemara says the world stands on that statement. It will do and we listen. It means voluntarily, we say we can do anything for Hashem. If you think about it, it's a must and it's obvious. This Bahu is not something that you can haggle with him, handle with him. Of course. Somebody will ask you, what do you have to do? What the Hashem said? I mean, he's my boss. He's going to put in the Shama in 1 second for you. What do you mean? What's the choice you have? What's the choice you have? You have no choice. The whole thing with the choice is a shekel. No choice, you can do whatever you want. Hashem said, don't do this, don't do this. If you do this, you get punished. If you do this, something will happen to you. There's no choice anyway. So, of course, Naaseh v'Nishma is nothing. But Hashem was so proud of us. We said, we'll do and we'll listen. Come on, you have it. Well, what is your choice? Of course, you have to do it. So that when you say, before I do, it means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. You're talking about the mitzvot? Of course, you have to do it. What do you mean? What choice you have? You come to us, now you know Hashem is going to give you some laws, some halachot, some things to do. So what do you think, you're going to pick and choose? If you haven't met Hashem, it's nothing, it's nothing. Here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he wants. You serve him. And it's not, I don't want to do it. You don't want to do it in the morning, you don't get up. We have to know the truth about our life. People think, you know, they believe to convince Hashem. I do this, you know, maybe Hashem will wave it, Hashem will look on the side. But if you know the truth about creation, about Hashem, it's not just an asem nishma, it's a joke, it's a joke. And this week's parasha, when Hashem tells the statement, those four statements, He says, I take you to be my nation, and I'm going to be your God. I'm going to be your God. Of course you're going to be. You are my God. When are you going to be my God? And Eretz Israel, you're going to come. Eretz Israel, you will be my nation. I'm going to be your God. What does it mean to be your God? So Zohar says, Aris Zohar says, that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is much, much higher than all the neshamot. Much higher. Contains his side, the neshama of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and so-called climbed on them. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was from the world before this one. His neshama is very special. The Torah describes it. When he was born already, light came to the house. And the Gemara says, Moshe, the day he was born, he was able to talk and walk. It's a very special thing. It's a gift from Hashem. And it comes to Rambam in his commentary, he says, you know, anybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? And God Mevilna said, if all Chachmei Israel will get together under one roof, they will not be able to write one halacha in the Rambam. That's how great the Rambam was. Rambam said, anybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not talking about prophecy. Prophecy maybe not. But, he can be like, what do you know about Moshe? What do you mean, be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Nevertheless, of course, we know Moshe never got to Eretz Israel. Hashem was upset at him. And first time, last week, he said, send somebody. I said, what's the idea behind it? What's the dialogue? So sound like a machlok with Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Hashem said, go. Moshe said, I don't go. You go. And he went, and now he wants to resign. And now Hashem is angry at him. He said, go. So the Gemara tells us, what the Torah tells us, the purpose of our life is to be like Hashem. As Hashem made us, says the Torah, when Hashem made us, made the first mankind, Adam HaRishon, He spoke to the angels, said, let's create a man, should be like us. What does it mean exactly? To be like you, what does it mean exactly? And the Gemara Vilna writes in his book, and I think probably it's either Zohar or Gemara, I don't remember where, and it says, Hashem one day decided to tell us the halachot about kosher food. And then, Am Yisrael in the desert. We don't know all the creatures. So the Gemara says, Moshe held in his hand every creature and showed every creature. It was a miracle. I said, you see this? Certain things they knew. But certain birds, something they didn't know. Fish also. Which fish is kosher? One of the fish that he showed them Israel was a mermaid. Mermaid, the upper part of the body is a person, and the bottom part is a fish. It's a very strange thing. The Gemara says, usually, Gemara says, everything Hashem created on earth, Hashem created in the water. There are witnesses that say they saw it. Not once, not twice. But it's a Gemara, yeah? So Gemara says, so Rabbi Binah brings in his book, you should know, when Moshe showed every creature and told them, Zot ha-behema, Zot ha-chaya, this is what you eat, this is the fish that he had in his head, in his hand, mermaid. Have fish, have person. The top is like a lady, the bottom is a fish. Why does Hashem make such a thing? What's the secret behind it? For what Hashem made such a thing? So the Gemara tells us, וזאת הברכה שברך משה, איש הקים בני ישראל, השם בלסט. משה בלסט עם ישראל, התורה gives משה רבנו a title, איש האלוקים. איש האלוקים, says the Gemara, what does it mean? You call the man, man of God. You see, this guy is a man of God. Why? Because he has a beard, he has a peot, he has a sombrero. Man of God, says the Gemara, the statement like this. The upper part of the body is God, the bottom part of the body is a man. It means Moshe Rabbeinu reached a level, says the Gemara. The upper part of his body is God. What does it mean? But it's called Ha'elokim. There is Elohim, there is Ha'elohim. Sometimes in the Torah you have Elohim, and sometimes you have the God. As Zohar says, it's two different entities. I mean, of course, Hashem is one entity, but it's two different ways Hashem shows Himself. Sometimes Hashem shows Himself as, if I may say, in a path of strength, let's call Elohim. And high look him with the hey, their God, it means there's something like a motherhood. That's what the Zohar says. But it's two different entities. And Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Yosef, and Eliyahu and Navi, being described and refer themselves as Ha'elokim, their God, their God. For example, the Torah tells us when the brothers came down to Egypt and Yosef put them in jail after 3 days, he took them out, he told them, Eta Elohim ani yare. I'm afraid of the God. It's not the God. I'm afraid of God. You don't say I'm afraid of the God. Of course, what it means, the God, it means the real God. But for us, it's only one God. So you don't say Elohim. Nevertheless, you know, our statement is Hashem hu Elohim. When we say on Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur says Hashem wa Elohim, God is the God. Again, but it means similar explanation. People think it means so-called to exclude all the Avodah Zarah. But it's not true. You don't have to say Hashem hu Elohim. You don't have to say Hashem hu the God. Again, Yosef said it. And then Yaakov Avinu says it. Elohim yishtachu avotai lefanav. Yitzchak said, V'yiten lecha ha'elokim. Yitzchak gives a bracha to Yaakov Avinu, and says, God will give it to you. He says, what God will give it to you? He says, the God will give it to you. Yitzchak speaks to Yaakov, should say, God is going to give you. He said, no. The God is going to give me. What is that? And then he ran away. He stayed by a lady, and the baby died. And the lady goes out to Eliyahu and says, listen, Isha Elohim, man of God, man of the God. What there? None of he's making a test, a miracle to prove that Hashem is Hashem and not Avodah Zarah. Again, at the end, everybody said, Hashem wa Elohim, this is really the statement that we say. Hashem Elohim, God is the God. Is the God? It's from that statement in time of Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is being called Ish Elohim, man of the God. What does it mean exactly? Let me tell us what it means like this. As if somebody wants to know how to become the product of Hashem. Hashem should consider him his son. And maybe higher level, something else. It's only the one say if you imitate Hashem. So tell me, what do you know about Hashem? What do you know about him? Well, I know Hashem created this world and he gets no satisfaction. The opposite. agony and sadness from the behavior of the people. But that's what Hashem doesn't let go. And still, Gemara says he gives and he gives and he gives. There's mercy and he's kind and he's patient. It's everything. And as the Gemara says, the Torah says, there's a special mitzvah to be like Hashem. That's actually what Hashem said on creation. He told the angels, let's create a man like us. An angel doesn't do nothing for himself. No benefits, no expectation. No expectation. And the Navi tells us, this angel appeared to Manoach, Shimshon's father, and his mother, and told them, you can have a baby, this and this. And said, Manoach said, can we want to give you something? I says, I don't get anything. I don't need anything. Nothing. I don't need anything from you. You want to give something? Give it to God. I don't know what I mean. Because angel and God, Hashem and angels don't get nothing. They don't want nothing. They don't want nothing. They only want to give. Only want to give. And that's what Hashem said to the angels on the creation. I want to make a person. That's what the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing for himself. Nothing. Didn't take care of his children. You don't have no information about Moshe's children. You have our own children, Moshe. I'm for the nation. It's no privilege for my children because they are my children. Ignore so-called his children. Ignore them. There are more secrets about that. But just on the surface, Sefer Gemara says, from Hashem to the nation, from the nation to Hashem. Nothing. I'm not for myself. It's like Hashem. Hashem is nothing. Doesn't get anything for anybody. Nothing. The opposite. He suffers. Hashem suffers. Not only that, the Gemara says, excuse me, Hashem cries daily. It's called Olam HaAtzilut in Kabbalah. It's the highest place of spirituality. Hashem cries over there. It's already crying because the Tzemikdash was destroyed, was burned. Can you imagine? It's a Gemara. What does it mean, Hashem cries for this? What does it mean? Build yourself. Hashem, you need something? Build. No. See, I let my children build a building for me and got burned. I'm crying. Almost 2,000 years, the Gemara says, Hashem cries daily that somebody burned Beit HaMikdash. I don't understand Hashem. You want Beit HaMikdash? Build it. I don't understand. I don't need it for myself. I love my children so much, I gave my children the opportunity to give it to a Beit HaMikdash. Hashem cannot get over it. The Gemara says, from that statement, the Gemara says, a person has to be careful not to laugh so much, not to joke so much. Because your father in Shemaim cries daily. Because that's the concept of Hashem. Unless the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, from the upper part of his body, is God. He says, the heart and the lungs and the liver, and everything that he has, he says, what do you have? I have one track mind. I want for the people. I don't care about myself. I want for the people. Moshe gave his life to the people. And he said to Hashem, if you kill them, kill me first. I don't want to be anything. I don't want to be God. I don't want nothing. Because that's how Hashem created this world. That's you have a person to have a drive in time. Huh? And then he gets this title, Isha Elohim. And that's really what the Gemara says. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and Eliyahu Navi reached that level. That's the level that you want, so-called, to show Hashem that you want to fulfill His will when He created mankind. And the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon was created. What was the failure? What's the problem exactly? The Torah tells you, no, Hashem said, don't eat from the tree, eat from the tree. Big deal, so what? No, it means like this. If you don't listen to Hashem, it means you don't care about Hashem. You don't care about Hashem, it means you don't want to give. You only want to take. And of course, he took. Bankrupt. That's what it is. You have to reach that level of Adam HaShem before so-called he lost his level. It's not because he ate. Because by not listening, what you do is you're not for somebody, you for yourself. You like this, and you ate it, and you bought it, and you tell it because I want it. That's your problem in life. Your problem in life. You're allowed to have everything. But as a vehicle, as a tool, in order for you to be able to do this job, you don't eat because you're hungry. You eat because you want to have energy. And you don't eat because you have energy, because you want to have energy. Because you have energy, I do what Hashem wants. So it means purpose of eating and buying and everything, consuming, is in order for you to fulfill your obligation to the world that you want to give. But if you don't want to give, you have no right to eat. Why should you eat? Let's Hashem Adam Rishon. No more food for you. You have to work very hard to get food. I said, wow, what has to do with anything? You don't understand. You thought about yourself, about taking. Taking is the opposite of creation. You have to be like God. It's called Ha-Elohim. The God, it means mother. That's what Ari says. Zohar says. Elohim means Hashem is judging the world. Hashem is looking at the world. Hashem does something. Hashem controls. That's one thing. That's Elohim. Ha-Elohim, their God, is acts like a mother to you. It's called Bina in Kabbalah. It's called Bina. That's the secret of our life. So that's what the Torah tells us. Let's look at Parashat. The Torah says, listen. Hashem told Moshe, you go, take them out, take them out. Moshe said, I should take them out. I should take them out. I said, you know what? Tell them they're going to come to our Sinai. So, you will think that they come to our Sinai to get the Torah. It's amazing. I says, you came out of Egypt to get the Torah. Says the Rambam, you think Hashem cares if you keep the Torah. Hashem doesn't care less. You think Hashem cares if you eat no kosher, if you don't keep Shabbat? Hashem doesn't care less. It says the purpose of the Ten Commandments, the purpose of the mitzvot, is only for you to reach that level of Adam Rishon before the sin. The purpose of creation, you should try to be the upper part of your body like God. That's the purpose. And if you don't keep the Torah, says the Rambam and the Ramban, it means it's not because you don't keep the Torah. Because you don't want to fulfill the purpose of creation. So you get punished. Not because you didn't keep Shabbat. Big deal, you did something on Shabbat. You think Hashem cares. He drove on Shabbat. He did more on Shabbat. He separated. It's a joke. But it means Hashem gave us a line, so-called, of behavior. But it's not because Hashem wants you to keep Shabbat. Hashem doesn't care less. Hashem, they go so far, they say, the Rambam say, you think Hashem cares if you eat kosher food? But you think Hashem cares how you slaughter an animal? That's the method. But Hashem with his wisdom knew, if you eat non-kosher food, you never reach the level to be like God. That's it. So by not keeping the mitzvot, it's not the sin of not keeping the mitzvot. It's just you want to give back. You passport to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want it. That's how a person has to be so strict and be careful to do everything. It's not because he has to be careful with that. Because he's playing, so-called, with the purpose of his life. And that's the purpose of our life. And that is really what happened on creation. Bankrupt of the purpose. Says the Gemara, Hashem waited till this moment now to give us the Torah soon. Because after we suffer so much, we should get in our head something. And we come to our Sinai. We come to our Sinai, and Hashem will say, okay, here is the book. And I tell you what, we start again. The world will start again. Let's rewind the world. Says the Gemara, they came to our Sinai, and it says, now you're back to before square one, before Adam Rishon is from the tree. Okay? Here's the Torah. Let's start. But I tell you what. You have to be like God. In the text it says, for languages of redemption. The level. First one is Aram. Second is Yitzchak. Third is Yaakov. And then you go to Har Sinai. And Hashem said, Lakachti etchem li la'am. I'm going to take you to be a nation. Vayiti lachem Elokim. I'm going to be your God. Which God? The first God, remember? Over 2,000 years ago? Remember on creation? I want you to be like me, that's all. Nothing. You have to have a heart that you devote for others. let's take Gemara and says, after Hakamocha is the most important thing. Because it means you want you if you love him, you just want to give him. You don't want him to give it to you. It means the purpose, you have to be like God. That's it. And that's called Hashem Hu HaElokim. And that's what Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So that's the after so-called Moshe Rabbeinu does not want to get the job, Hashem tells him, you know what? Let's take it apart. Last week, I told you, go tell them, you're going to get the Torah. Okay, you know what? Let's try something else. This is why I'm trying something else. Because Israel did not really change the life. They still did not do Brit Milah, but they neglected it in Egypt. And still went to the parades of the Avodah Zarah. And they had statues of Avodah Zarah. And Hashem is going to try very hard for us to get rid of it. We never got rid of it. 800 years after we came out of Egypt, we still have Avodah Zarah. It says in the text in Yevi Yecheskel. So that's the whole purpose. To get to the first part. Okay, fine. Moshe goes over there. The Torah says, V'lo shamu el Moshe. They didn't listen to Moshe. Can we not listen to Moshe? It's true, the Torah says, like a Shannon and Dora says, you don't get it. It's not the text says it all. Excuse me. Moshe came and told him, listen, Rabotai. Hashem said, four languages of redemption. Is you're going to come out of here and you're going to go to Sinai and Hashem is going to be your God. He said, Hashem is going to be my God? Or is it me that's going to be my God? Hashem is God. No. We have a chance to go back before the 10 curses that Hashem got. But you have to know, you have to be like God. Upper part of your body, like a mermaid, has to be devoted to the world like Hashem is devoted. You want it ready? Hello, Shamuel Moshe. Torah says, no, they say, yeah, okay. He said, I have my own life, I have my own things, my business. My business. I can't, what do you mean I should worry about the world? What do you mean I should worry about the world? I have to worry about myself. I can, you know, do certain things, but I cannot be like God. That's what Torah says, Zohar says. And the reason Zohar says is because they still have Avodah Zarah and they still don't bring Milah. So they can so-called achieve the purpose of creation. Enkav Chachamim says, listen, you want to tell something? I want to tell you something. Every year Pesach is the same thing. Shemaim is open. Hashem is trying. Trying again. This year, Bezrat Hashem, for sure, Bet HaMikdash. Okay. You must have wine. Must have wine. You have matzot? I don't have any money to buy matzot. You have Korban Pesach? I have money to Korban Pesach. Haroset? No. Karpas? No, I have no money. But you have to have wine. Wine? Yeah. If you get wine, maybe you'll get matzot. But the first thing, the Mishnah says in Pesachim, if Chatul Ma'abakosot, the first thing is the four cups of wine. It must have four. I said, no, why four? Because the four statements of redemption that Moshe mentioned to us. He said, what's the purpose of it? I'll tell you what the purpose of it. Hold it. The first cup, it means Kiddush, you have to have in mind. I will take you out. I said, what is this? Remember, Avraham Avinu was taken out of Haran. Hashem told him, Lech Lecha. Okay. He says, what's the purpose? The purpose is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they reached the level, they not for themselves. Not for themselves. That's what we call Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They pray for them. We say in Tefillah, Hashem, the father of Avraham, what are you trying to say? I say, I'm his grandson. The grandson of it. So what do you try to say? So I want to have a chance to reach that level like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. If you don't mean like Avraham Yitzchak, you should mention the name. They say they brought a criminal once to a true story to a judge. And the lawyer said, Judge, I want to tell you something. The father and the grandfather, the great-grandfather of this criminal, they were such nice people, so kind, so merciful, and so nice to everybody. The judge said, hold it. This is the opposite of the grandfather. More punishment for him. If he lived in this house, of his grandfather and father, and you saw them. So is that, that's the opposite? You can't say, I'm grandson of Avram if you don't believe in Avram. Believe in Avram. You see what Avram did all his life. Kindness, giving. Yitzchak, the Gemara, also Maaser. Maaser Yaakov, other things, controlled himself, humble, if you're not up to that. But it's not that. It's, then you acquire that the upper part of your body is Bila God. That's what you want. That's what, nothing else. It's called Hashem Hu Elokim. You have to be their God. Their God means refers to the one that made us and created us in the form of him and the angels. And they take four cups, and each cup is to reach the level that you want. That Hashem said in the Torah. You're going to be my nation. I'm going to be your God. Of course you're God. No. If I'm your God, it means you have to be like me because I created you to be like me. If you don't want to be like me, for what purpose of creation? I didn't prepare you, I created you to walk around here. I want God. This is what we said yesterday. Hashem said, I want you to be like me. That's what the snake told Chaba. Hashem is afraid of you. He's afraid you're going to be his competition. You understand? That's the whole purpose. Hashem hates competition because there's no competition. Not because you compete. Because when we compete, Hashem wants everybody this. And it's the purpose of creation. Comes the Zohar, comes Zari, and said, I want to explain to you something. The word cup in Hebrew is kos, is 86. The numerical value of the word Elohim is 86. So when you have a cup in your hand, and you're going to say, Baruch Priya Gefen, in Kiddush, and weddings. And you know what you say? You say, Baruch Priya Gefen. So, Baruch Priya Gefen? Oh, let me tell you something. Adam Rishon had wine. Had wine on a cup. Had wine in the cup. He had wine in his head. He had a cup. I don't know how he had a cup. He had a cup. He made it from I don't know, she made it. I said, what was that first Baruch Priya Gefen that he didn't say? It means he betrayed their God. Their God he betrayed. Let us say there's a day of redemption. As well as says, expect Mashiach. Every year, let us say there's, okay, I tell you, Chaim, listen, the most important part of the lesson is the wine. But wine in the cup. And the cup, the word cup in Hebrew is kos, is 86. Elohim is 86. Let me tell you something. We say Baruch Geffen every time. We say it's Hashem. During the week also. His name is Baruch Geffen. You know, so I have a cup in my hand. He said, yeah, what's the cup? Cup means Elohim. He said, Elohim? He said, Elohim means a judgment. No. You have to remind, Hi Elohim. The first Elohim in the Torah is their God. Hashem wants you to be like a mother. Hashem is a mother to you. The mother is very... a lot of mercy to the child. She only wants to give him. So she made the mother nurses the baby. She takes care of the baby. She takes care of the baby. I say, you have to be like mother. The mother says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, you made me like a mother. But I don't listen. I want to quit my job. Pasha Balotcha. Trust me. And it's the purpose of creation. So redemption is going to be, and everybody's going to think, Hashem is my God, and I want to be like God. That's the first God of creation that made me to be like Him. So you have to have this drive inside you. And that was on Har Sinai. Then he came, Hashem said, okay, I'll give you 10 commandments. Now you're going to be again. Adam HaRishon before, so-called, he betrayed me before he did something, and he lost, so-called, the idea of their God. I look him. That's what Ari says, Zohar says. A person needs Yeshua from Hashem, needs something. You have to be like Hashem. Be like Hashem. Of course, you're Hashem. Everything, you can have everything. But the purpose that you have to have is, you have to be, I want to be like Hashem. I'm for the nation. I'm ready to sacrifice like a soldier that goes today. He says, sacrifice up to the soldier. That's the highest level. And then from Orbach says, somebody in Yeshua asked me, people ask me, you know, to sit healing for somebody. I said, I don't go to a hotel, he said. He said, you know where I go? I go to Har Herzl. I go to the graves of the soldiers and play the graves. Because those people reached that level. They gave their life for Israel. The Zohar says, the Gemara says, the highest place in Gan Eden, the highest place. Highest place, the Gemara says. You know Rabbi Akiva, you know this? The Gemara says, the two people that gave their life for Israel, Papus and Lulius, in time of Gemara, in time of the Romans, the highest of all of them. Because they reached the hell, their God, how Elohim you reach. Because the purpose of life is you for Am Israel, ready to give you life for Am Israel. You do everything for Am Israel, and that's what Hashem does. Hashem gives so-called his ideas for the world, even though the world don't behave. The Bereshit, he still does it. He still does it. A day, every day. The Gemara says Hashem brings the sun every day, and Hashem gives water to everybody. Hashem could have shut down the whole thing all in one day. And I said, the world, they don't behave to Hashem. They don't behave to Hashem. Look what happened to all my bull. Look what happened. One day Hashem decided no more. And then Hashem said, no, I'll do it, I'll do it again. Why are you doing it again? Why are you doing it again? It's a bankruptcy. That's Hashem. This is called Hashem. This is their Elohim. It's called Bina. It's called motherhood. The person should try to be a mother. Amen. 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 Amen.